Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Call.
She turns it on when she says 10 seconds. Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday. Yay!
We got three more days till Friday.
You want to hear something trippy?
Yes, all the
Yesterday,
time I want to hear the trippy things.
I had to go over the hill and I was on daddy daycare. So I had my youngest in the car with me, and she understands a lot more than you'd think because she can't really say or doesn't want to say words that anyone can understand. But I was able to get out of her. She wanted to hear Trolls. So I put on the Troll soundtrack and I'm driving down the road on the 21st day of September when September comes on and I'm listening to the song when they say it's the 21st. And I went, oh my God, today's the September song.
Oh, so that song is on the
21st
on the
day of September.
Who,
yeah. And
who
it's
sings
on the
on the soundtrack?
It's probably Justin. Oh. That dude is
all over that soundtrack.
It's his. I mean, so is Anna Kendrick.
Yeah, if you get Justin Timberlake in your movie,
you
maximize that.
Right.
Yeah, right.
In fact, I saw
the 21st day.
This is much farther, deeper into Trolls than anyone would want to go.
Oh, let's go. Let's go deep into Trolls.
There's a cartoon now for Trolls, and I went, oh my God, they got him to, and no, they didn't get him to do the voice for that. So clearly, someone else. So
he's
he must have said, nah, I do movies. I don't do.
I'm not going to do a weekly
30-minute cartoons.
I,
yeah, that's a no. But good for him.
Yes.
He was able to say, nah, I don't want that work.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that the pay was, you know, vastly. If they'd come up with $1 million an episode, maybe he would have considered it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Did you guys watch The Croods?
No.
Okay. I haven't.
No, none of you have, because they're doing a sequel to that too. I think it's like Ryan Reynolds and
I have.
And
it's good. I mean, Trolls is better, but Emma Stone's in it, and I think Ryan Reynolds. I forgot.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah. There's a few big names in it. But
yeah.
I read something this morning. I just was gonna ask Vinny if his kids, but it turns out Nicole's the only kid who's watched it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I haven't seen that. I'll watch it though. I mean, yesterday or I don't know what day, probably over the weekend. I got the Lindsay Lohan Freaky Friday, and I didn't watch it, but my kid watched it, and she loves it, and she's seen it now 5 times, so. Boy,
I'm
Lindsay.
Excited. Yeah, Lindsay. Oh, my God. Lindsay's getting sued by, she was supposed to write a memoir and got something like $350,000 a couple years back to write it, and then where is it?
And
so
hasn't,
they're like,
right.
Can we have our $350,000 back? You little, why you? I'm sure she wasn't even going to, I'm sure they were going to get her a ghostwriter, right? It's harder to write a book than you think, people.
Well, yeah, but I imagine they must have asked her to compile some notes or something. I don't
something,
know.
Right.
I mean, do some work for $350,000. Do some work.
Yeah, she just turns out she couldn't. She's had a turbulent 5 years, although she's been laying pretty low the last year or so. Right? The last real stuff we heard from her was that Russian boyfriend who she was like trapped on a balcony yelling for help.
Oh, right. Was that before or after her beach show?
Jesus,
I think was before the beach show.
Oh, was it
that's
before?
That's
I
actually,
it was
yeah,
after.
You're. Nah, I don't. I think that she had that little Greek show. What was that, a nightclub?
Yeah.
Lindsay show. That Lohan was after the club. The this was that was supposed to be like I think her comeback. Mm-hmm. And it just
oh,
didn't
yes.
go.
Yeah.
It didn't take.
Yeah. Well, okay, maybe I have the timeline wrong, but it just seems like she's been quiet for a bit here, you know?
Right. But in the midst of all, she got punched in the face by that one lady because she was trying to steal her kid, right?
Shalom, hello.
Remember that one?
That shalom, hello. Yes. Yeah, sure. What, now, wasn't that before all this?
Yeah, that was know. Back a ways, too.
Yeah. I don't remember when that
was. I want to say shalom, that was hello. Also in Russia.
Yeah, uh-huh. I don't know where that was. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Anyway, I didn't mean to get us off on that.
It's quite all right. You know that Vince Vaughn is doing, and the daughter from Big Little Lies, they're doing a Freaky Friday remake, but a horror movie remake of it, where Vince Vaughn is a serial killer, and he switches bodies with this chick.
Oh, yeah. I'm interested in that.
Yeah, we put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so I guess if you scroll down, you can find it. But that looks absolutely
fun.
Great.
Looks
I
awesome.
Mean, it looks like a really, yeah, fun, scary movie.
Is that with coming some, out for Halloween?
I want to say that's right around like the corner.
November 13th.
Oh, okay. Oh, right after.
Mm-hmm. After Halloween.
That's too bad.
Okay.
They should have got that on for Halloween. I mean, come on. Is that a Netflix thing? Or is that a movie?
It looks like an actual movie.
Oh, boy. Well, that's too bad. I was reading some stat. I think I probably get to it in the 7 o'clock hour about just, I mean, surprise, everyone. The summer box office was down 98% year over year.
Right.
Yeah. Not super surprising at all, what with the whole world as it is.
Yeah, and we only look at, because we only think of the celebrities, the movie stars, we think, well, they'll be fine. They're in their mansions hiding. But yeah, like my little brother works on films. That's what he does. And he's not working. Like,
yeah,
he's...
Brad Pitt will be fine.
Yep.
You know, Nick Hassan,
right.
He needs to find something to do.
And there's a lot of those, like, that's a big production line that spits out films. And they're all tripping.
Yeah,
everybody.
We've seen the 15 minutes of credits. I'm like, where were all those people in the movie?
Right.
Hold on.
Exactly right. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, it's tough times.
I got to sit down and watch. Well, that's ridiculous. I didn't sit down and watch the whole thing, but I did watch some of the Raiders game in their new stadium. Man, first of all, the stadium's cool. Really cool.
Is there anything specific?
It's just all
about
blacked
it,
but... out, and you know, the Raiders were always, or the games, there's that spot always known as the black hole. Well, now the whole thing's a black hole.
Oh.
And it's cool looking. It's really neat to just, I can imagine being in it must be freaking awesome.
Is it close to like the strip, or where is it exactly? Or they
I don't
show
know
it?
In relation to the strip, but I know that they got a prime location. Like they're, Las Vegas said, have it all.
Oh.
They got a great stadium. They got a great spot. I don't know that they got enough parking. I've heard that's all the stadiums have that issue, I guess. So
you'd think in Vegas, they're like, have more desert.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But then that moves you outside of probably prime location, right?
You know, though, I bet you a lot of people come in there and people will get Ubered or shuttled
that's
over.
That's what I think is the plan, is that, you know, there's ways to get there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just looked great. And then they got, man, they beat the Saints and won their first home game. I was not expecting that. I was very impressed and surprised.
Was this their, this wasn't their first game?
First home game.
But first game, did they go somewhere else?
They
and
beat
lose?
Somebody. No. They're 2-0.
Good for them.
Who did they beat last week? I can't remember. But they're, either way, they're, 2-0, won their first home game. I think, like, by comparison, I'm pretty sure the Rams and the Chargers both lost their home openers at their new stadium.
Mm.
That's not a way to christen a stadium, you know?
It's really not. You do want to christen with a W. I agree with that. It's,
and I don't remember if the Niners won their first game at...
in Santa Clara.
At Levi's. Yeah,
I don't remember either.
I guess that ends up being...
Sure. Somebody knows that stat, but, you know...
Unimportant once you've broken it in. Sure. Anyway, it was fun to watch. Congratulations, Raiders fans. You look good. Really good. So that's what I did yesterday. The end. So stupid.
This, I know. Honestly, that's the way that life is. You know, you're babysitting. I mean, your hobby, unfortunately for you, your hobby is watching those kids.
Well,
your hobby is coming up with creative and interesting ways to keep them happy.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't. I mean, I keep trying to lay down. I don't play dolls, you guys. Quit trying to get me to play dolls.
No,
and then there I am 5 minutes later playing
right.
dolls. I just can't stand it. Dolls are the worst. And you know what's also about dolls? Man, what is with stripping the clothes off your dolls? What is, you know?
Oh, God. You know what? When I was little, that is one thing. And I took it with me into adulthood. Like, changing clothes sucks. Please don't. Just find an outfit you like and leave it. Like, changing clothes on a doll is such a huge pain in the ass. And you're so lucky if you don't rip everything that you put on and off the doll. Because they're not humans. They don't bend. And there's no, even their clothes aren't stretchy. Like, please stop changing the clothes. I'm so...
Yeah, well, they don't even change them. They just strip them naked and then they're...
they like naked
I don't
ladies.
Know if I could do it this second because usually the missus cleans up. Her last thing she does at night is she walks around and tries to push everything to the corners. you know what I mean?
You got some bins in the corners.
Yeah. Right. But they're usually you can walk through the house and there's a trail of dead dolls all over the place. Just naked and lying about.
It's got to be so humiliating for the doll. Like, God, can you cover me up? Hold on, we're... there's one. Boy, that one, it's face down, too, that poor thing. Can't even look around the room.
Discarded all over the place. I guess it's one of those... I mean, I'll be back for you in a day or two. Bye.
If I ever remember you again.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're an afterthought to me,
anyway.
Doll.
Yeah, right.
I will say Toy Story has really changed the way that I think about I'm actually glad I didn't know about Toy Story when I was little because we all sort of, I don't know what the word is. There's a word for when you've assigned human feelings and emotions to an inanimate object. I'm not sure what it is. But it was hard enough. You know, I would feel bad for like a toy that I found with his head like under something or, you know, squished or whatever. And now to know that they have this whole secret life, like, thanks a lot, Pixar.
Right.
Now I can't just throw away my toys. I have to, like, worry that they're sad.
Yeah.
You know.
We've been on, speaking of Toy Story, Toy Story 2's been on a loop at my house.
That's so good. Toy Story 2 is the best one. They're all good. They're all solid.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the creepy marionettes in the fourth one. But, man... There's something about number two and Jessie, the cowgirl. She's just, all she wants is to be loved. And I just absolutely love that one.
They really
anthropomorphism.
Do.
Oh, anthropomorphism.
Anthropomorphism. That's the word I was looking for.
That just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? No wonder I couldn't think of it. Yeah. It's just, you know, how you think that thing must have feelings. I don't know. It's no wonder Pixar revealed it all to us because they were like, hey, you guys, listen, these toys. Like that doll was probably dancing or looking for a towel to cover up with all night long. And then you walk in, she's like, oh, I didn't find anything. I got to lay here naked.
Oh, my God. Speaking of naked dancing. Mm. Hey, have you guys ever looked? I don't do this hardly ever. But if you and then when I do, I get stuck. If you go on your Instagram little app and you flip over to... It's like see something new or whatever.
Yeah.
The girls that do those dances, I swear to God, they're like floating. How do they do that? They keep their feet moving and they just got a smile pasted on their face. Uh-huh. And they're just, it is impressive.
The shuffling.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Shuffling? Yeah. Man.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. It's like, you know, every single one of those tutorials on TikTok that you see.
Where they're constantly moving their feet.
They start off slow and they show you how to do it and then they end up going quick. With the fast beat, no.
Oh no, I guess so. Sure.
Jesus,
I mean, right?
That's impressive.
They do the foot forward, uh-huh. And then they go the foot back. They're showing you how to do it, and then
jump into that rhythm. And there's no way we can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's not. I never even tried that. I just took one look at it and went, "Oh, good for you."
Super cool.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is super cool. I don't go to that side of the. In fact, I only end up there by accident usually. No, that whatever that Discover stuff. But when I do, there's usually a video right there at the top of the page. And I'm just mesmerized by the movement. Like, wow.
It's actually good you're not on TikTok because, man, it is a black hole that you can fall down and just things, you just keep swiping and you keep seeing things. You're like, wow, that's that chick has got it going on. Like, I really have thought as I've gone down that rabbit hole, I'm so grateful for things that weren't, or like, I'm glad I didn't know that toys had secret lives, and I'm glad there was no TikTok when I was 20 years old, because I just, there'd be a million embarrassing videos right now. I'm sure I would have tried every one of those dances, probably put on the skimpiest outfit I could do. At, like, you know how you are when you're a kid, you're like, I'm in on this.
Yeah.
Whew, thank goodness. Whew. God, yeah. Phew, I escaped it. Sorry, kids.
Yeah, I don't know what would a pandemic look like. Or I guess the last one, as we've read, is 1918, right?
Yeah.
Man, Spanish how boring flu. Must have that have been.
Oh,
holy
terrible.
Holy crap.
Absolutely terrible. I mean, you know, they had cards and candles. That's it. Would you like to play another game of spades? No, I really wouldn't.
You know what? Does anybody know how long that damn thing lasted?
I don't.
I wonder how long they were trapped in their houses back then. What,
the 1918 pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was 2 years.
Oh my God. Stop it, Bryn.
Oof. Yeah, millions died too. It was...
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, and there was, you know, I don't even know if they had hope of a vaccine. They're like, well, it's just going to burn itself out, right? Because that's the only way that this ends. Like, at least we have a possible vaccine to look forward to, right?
Oh, there's a team of people. No, there's a bunch of teams of people trying to win a Nobel Prize, because that's what they're going to get. You know, right. It, right?
Save the world. You're whoever, saving the world.
Whoever comes up with it saves the economy and saves the, you know, everything. We all get back to it, and that person or that team, they're getting the Nobel Prize for sure.
Well, let's give them something big. They should get some kind of prize, whether it's a Nobel or just a big bucket of cash. Like, give it up. Thank you. Thank you for saving us all.
Right.
Where's the line? Let me get in that line. I had a long talk with Greg Nemitz yesterday, one of our overlords.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And
was there a meeting I didn't know about?
No.
Okay,
We just haven't talked in a while, and so he's been threatening to call me for a while. And
threatening?
You know, I'm like, well, I'm here every day, dude. You know, it's... you call, I'll answer. So he called, and we had a chat, and you know, he's actually in a fairly positive frame of mind, which is great news. And but there are changes that are happening, and
what kind of changes?
Well, like, we're probably never going back to 865 battery. Yeah,
is that funnier?
I don't know. I mean, it's happening soon. I'm not going to worry about it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, and he said, he goes, you can tell those guys. I'm like, okay.
On the air?
I know.
Well, I don't know. there's
kind of
happening.
A big bomb. So the building.
No, he made it sound like it's a well-known thing. But
well,
yes, you know.
I missed that memo, but I never look at my work email anyway. I mean, I'm sure I've got 300 emails sitting there
that haven't been touched. That memo's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Well, anyway.
Well, breaking news.
Okay. That is very interesting to hear. So the building where we began this show. Well, no,
no,
that's not even
the building
where
we
started.
Began it. No, the second building. The building we moved to.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. I know. It's crazy. It's sort of a hard. So that's where Nicole is actually right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. So basically you're telling me that when we reconvene, it will be, even if it's just for a work meeting or
yes,
whatever, it will be at another location.
Most likely.
Oh,
you know, right.
My God.
I know. It's sad. It's funny because, you know, I'm attached to that place. We worked there for 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of like, oh.
Dang.
But he's really psyched. Well, and I don't know how much I'm supposed to say about the new place. But
say something.
I don't know.
Where's the new place?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say. I actually am realizing now, maybe I wasn't supposed to say.
No,
that.
You were. Of course you were. Where's
right,
the new
okay,
place?
Vinny has my back. I don't want to say. I'm not going to say.
You can say it in a couple of minutes off the air.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Well,
let's take a break now.
It's absolutely time to start. Yep.
KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.